Hey friends, my name is Becky Kopitsky, and this is the Inspired Business Podcast, where we talk all about how to earn a God-honoring income from your creative work so that you can serve more people in less time and sustain your message financially. In this show, you'll discover smart and biblically sound strategies for growing your reach, promoting your content, honing your craft, and building a business that's based on your top priorities of family and faith. Together, we're going to boost your influence and your income so you can keep changing the world one conversation at a time. I am so glad you're here. Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Inspired Business Podcast. So, have you been managing a busy calendar lately? I sure have. About a month ago, I started working on some really targeted lead generation strategies. In fact, I hired an agency to help lead that charge, and I'm learning a ton, and I'm making some really good progress. But that effort has required some extra time that's been squeezing out other projects, namely this podcast. I had to give myself permission to let go of a few regular tasks on my weekly agenda, which is why the last few weeks have been a little quiet here on the airwaves. So if you are a weekly listener, I thank you for your grace. I've been eager to get back to the podcast, though, particularly on this topic of lead generation. Now, I want to talk about a subject that I get asked about a lot related to lead gen, which is freebies, lead magnets, giving something away for free in exchange for an email address. If you've been part of the Inspired Business community for a while, you know that I'm not a big fan of freebies in general. This makes me different from a lot of other digital marketing coaches out there. The standard advice in our industry for growing an email list is to give something for free in order to get email addresses, leads, that you can nurture then through email marketing. And I'm a huge proponent of email marketing. But I'm not in support of freebies that have no long game, meaning I don't advise my clients to give stuff away for free without a really good strategic reason behind it. And that means beyond just getting more people on your list. We've got to get the right people on our lists. And every freebie should be poised to attract a certain kind of person and then lead to a sale. That means your lead magnet should be followed by a sales funnel. Now, I've got an episode that explains all this in detail. It's episode 6, which I'll link in the show notes for you. But I do want to clarify, I'm not saying that you should never offer a freebie. There are occasions when a freebie is helpful. Again, as long as you're using it for a strategic purpose and it's supported by a thoughtful sales funnel. So the question we're exploring today is, when should you use a freebie? And when should you skip the freebie and just go direct to sale? A direct-to-sale funnel means you start with a sales page instead of a lead magnet. So when should you use a freebie, and when should you send people straight to your sales page? And the short answer is, it depends on two factors. First, the cost of your offer, and secondly, the marketing method that you're using. Now, in general, I'm going to give you this answer, an overview. In general, low ticket can skip the freebie and go direct to sale, unless you're using partner marketing. And high ticket generally needs a warm-up offer, which may or may not be a freebie. So again, an overarching view here is that low ticket can usually skip the freebie and go direct to sale unless you're using partner marketing, and we'll explore more of that in a minute. And then a high ticket typically is going to need a warm-up offer, but that warm-up offer may or may not be free. Okay, so that's my general rule of thumb. Now let's break it down. So first of all, how are we defining low ticket and high ticket? Now those two categories are relative concepts. If your lower cost offer, for example, is $17 and your higher cost offer, if you even have one, is let's say $200, you might consider $200 to be high ticket. But if your high ticket offer is $2,000 or more, you might consider your $200 offer to be low ticket. For the sake of our conversation today, we're going to define low ticket as anything under $50. That's pretty standard for a low ticket digital offer, especially when you're selling to cold traffic or people who don't know you well yet. So at that price point, like I said, you can generally go straight to the sales page unless you're using certain kinds of partner marketing. So to illustrate, let's talk through two marketing methods that don't need a lead magnet and one method that does. Okay? If you're promoting a low-ticket offer through ads, social media ads, you can usually drive traffic straight to your sales page through a conversion campaign. Over the years, I've found personally more success running direct to sale through ads than through lead magnets, and many of my really successful low-ticket seller colleagues have found a lot of success this way as well. And I'm talking about full-time income, six figures, just by selling direct to sale to low-ticket products through ads. But it's never a bad idea to test to see which type of funnel is going to be more effective for you and for your audience. So if you're going to run ads to a freebie or lead magnet, make sure that your signup page redirects to a tripwire, which is a sales page for the upsell, and then nurture those signups really well through an email marketing series. Okay, second scenario is if you're promoting a low-ticket offer through email marketing. You don't need to use a lead magnet because the point of a lead magnet is to get people on your email list. Your subscribers are already there. They're your warm audience. So if you are promoting a new low-ticket offer or a flash sale to a low-ticket offer to your existing subscriber list, you can go direct to sale for them. Send them directly to the sales page or even straight to the checkout, especially for a low-ticket offer. Okay, but here's the exception that I mentioned. If you're promoting a low-ticket offer through partner marketing, that's when you might need to use a lead magnet. And here's why. Okay, first of all, there are lots of different types of partner marketing, or what I call partner activities. You might have heard my podcast series on partner marketing a while back, and that explains all of this in detail. And I'm going to link to those episodes in the show notes as far as what types of partner marketing are out there. But four of the most common partner activities that I recommend to my clients are, first of all, being a guest on somebody else's podcast. Secondly, lead magnet swaps. Third, presenting for a summit or an online conference. And then number four, affiliate marketing, which involves paying a partner a commission for any buyers that they refer to your offer. So let's start with the case of podcasts and lead magnet swaps. For those two activities, it is best to have a freebie. For a lead magnet swap, that should be pretty self-explanatory, right? You ask a partner to share your lead magnet with their audience, and in return, you share their lead magnet with your audience. And obviously, you have to use a lead magnet in order to do that. So a lead magnet swap becomes a chance for both of you, you and your partner, to break into a new group of people who fit your customer avatar, and you invite them to sign up for your email list. And then when they do, your freebie will, of course, be strategically positioned at the top of a sales funnel that then nurtures those new subscribers and motivates them to purchase from you down the road. That's an effective lead magnet. So from here on out, let's just assume that an effective lead magnet is a given. We're not talking about any other kind of lead magnet, only a good one that serves you with sales. Okay, now as for interviewing on podcasts, here's how and why you're going to use a lead magnet. Because when the show host asks at the end of the episode, as they always do, how can our listeners learn more about you? You are not going to tell them to go to your general website. Instead, you're going to tell them to go to a specific URL, and that URL is to the landing page for your lead magnet, your sign-up page for your freebie. You're going to capture that traffic and drive it straight to the place where people sign up for your email list. You're going to turn those listeners into subscribers. But again, we're going to make sure that that sign-up page goes to a freebie that is the entry point to your funnel. That's our given, right? But here's the key. You want that sign-up page to have a clear and easily spoken URL. It's going to be something that people will remember, like mywebsite.com/gift or mywebsite.com/guide or whatever it might be. Something simply spoken that can be audibly conveyed and easy to remember. And then, of course, your podcast host is probably also going to link to that page in their show notes for extra help. Okay. Our third partner activity that I mentioned is online conferences and summits. In this case, the summit host usually is going to ask you to provide a free gift of some sort for the participants. So go ahead and give them a lead magnet that's related to your session topic, but again, make sure it is the entry point to a funnel that invites the new subscribers then to engage with you on a deeper level. Your lead magnet's going to be positioned to convert this traffic, not just get them onto your email list to sit there, okay? We're not looking for dead weight on your email list. Now, occasionally a conference or a summit is going to invite you to pitch a paid offer at the end of your session. So if that's the case, you don't have to send people to a lead magnet from your session if you'd rather go direct to sale. There, tell the audience in the session about your offer and how it's going to help them take whatever you just talked about to the next level, and then send them to a sales page or even directly to a checkout page where they can buy. Okay, finally, in terms of partner marketing, one situation in which you do not need to start with a lead magnet is affiliate marketing. If you ask a partner to spread the word about your offer and you're agreeing to give them an affiliate commission on any sales that result, you can ask the partner to share your sales page directly. Your partner is effectively vetting you and your product by offering it to their audience in the first place. So you can allow that extra push of confidence to lead directly to sales and income for both of you. If your product is higher ticket, though, you might want to give your partner an affiliate link to a lead magnet first, like a webinar or something that's going to warm up the audience to the offer. In that case, your affiliate tool will be built to track the referral from the lead magnet page to the sales page using cookies. Okay, so that was a lot to unpack. Are you still with me? Because before we wrap up, I want to briefly touch on the role of a lead magnet when it comes to selling high-ticket offers, like I just mentioned a second ago. If you're promoting something that costs hundreds or thousands of dollars, and the price tag is going to be a big investment for your audience, then it is a good idea to start with a lead magnet, not just for cold traffic, but also for your warm audience, your own subscribers. And in this case, though, what I mean by lead magnet is something of a buffer experience, like a webinar or a discovery call, where prospective customers can learn more details about your offer and even experience a taste of your coaching or learn about your expertise beyond what you're able to share in a sales page or in an email sequence. So do ask people, though, to sign up for that buffer experience. Even if they're already your existing subscribers, even if they're already on your email list, you want them to go through a sign-up process so that you can tag them as being interested in this high-ticket offer. And then you can follow up with them according to that tag. Okay, here's something to keep in mind. Now, you could offer that buffer experience for free as a true freebie lead magnet, or you could choose to charge for that buffer experience, whether it's a webinar or a workshop or a five-day challenge, whatever it might be. Charging just $10 or $20, it means that you won't get as many people signing up as you would if it were free, but you will get better qualified leads. These are people who are willing to pony up a few dollars for a small training, meaning they're more likely than to show up and to take your training seriously, which means they're more likely to be your ideal customer for the upsell. And then consider how you can leverage partner marketing for your high-ticket offer. One of my favorite activities is to ask a partner to host a live version of your webinar or your workshop or your challenge in which the partner invites their audience to attend your training. And the key there is to use your tech platform for the registration page, which means that you are going to get everybody's emails. Okay, now, whether high ticket or low ticket, when you're determining whether to start with a freebie or to go direct to sale, the reality is different situations call for different strategies. But what is the bottom line? If you're using a freebie, make sure it's designed to attract the right people for the right reasons, and that it is the entry point to a funnel that nurtures those leads and ultimately converts them to buyers. All right, friends, that is the story on whether to start with a freebie or whether to go direct to sale. Thanks for listening to this episode. If you've got any questions, just shoot me a DM on Instagram or send me an email to becky@theinspiredbusiness.co. Always happy to hear from you. So thanks for listening, and I'll see you back here again soon. Hey friends, thanks so much for listening to the Inspired Business Podcast. If this episode inspired you or helped you in some way, would you consider sharing it with a friend? If you know somebody who could use a little boost in their own business, whether it's an online colleague or an in real life friend, I'd be honored if you pass along this podcast to bless them. It's like I've always taught my kiddos, sharing is caring, and it helps me encourage more people, which is a pursuit God has laid on my heart. So thank you. Together, we can help more Christian voices speak up, serve people, earn an honest income, and change the world. Until next time, bye-bye.